the Trinity. So somehow I managed not to kill anybody in firearms training, and they let me pass basic. And so I waited for my next step, my A school, Hospital Corpsman School, and waited and waited. Surely they would take me, right? I must be the only seaman, Navy seaman with a doctoral degree. See, Hospital Corpsman was an enlisted rating, not an officer designation. The normal thing for most degreed people was to seek commission as an officer. I had no interest in becoming a naval officer. They all seemed a bit classist, if you ask me. And we enlisted got to do more cool stuff. The whole point of signing away, essentially years of my life, was to get a specific set of skills that I could get nowhere else, paid for, as well as earning money during the training, though at a much lesser rate than my regular job. Also, working for a federal agency, I would be given leave of absence when I returned. A good deal, I thought. I had forgotten, despite watching years of MASH, that there was no good deal when it came to the military. Well, my senior chief called me in for a special meeting with the commander of my unit and the XO. The XO is the right-hand man to the CO, who is the guy gal in charge. I think there's supposed to be more the human element of leadership, the liaison to the commanding officer. If the captain, or whatever the rank of your CO, is God, the XO is Jesus. This is why I understand neither the Navy nor Christianity. We Amazons are accustomed to dealing with our goddesses directly. Despite the ominous nature of a meeting with the Trinity, I would say your chief is like the Holy Ghost, but mine was rather corporeal with some tightening around the khakis above the belt. I decided this was the time they would tell me I had a seat in Corpsman School, and perhaps they were letting me skip a few classes on mental health due to my status as a clinical psychologist. Yeah, that was it. So, Seaman, it seems you have a doctoral degree in clinical psychology, said the XO, as though he had found me out. The captain stared at me with pressed lips. It seemed Jesus was going to have all the speaking parts, and God wasn't even going to do the burning bush spiel, just sit in judgment. It wasn't exactly a secret. I didn't talk about it much with my shipmates at Fleet Hospital Unit, because I was the lowest of the low, and knew I didn't know a damn thing about field medicine, no matter how many letters were after my name. But this was the US Navy. They had my transcripts. They had my fingerprints. They had the address of the home I lived in when I was 5 years old and my entire life history on a 20-page OPM form. They had conducted an investigation of my background in case spies from India or Paradise Island were trying to infiltrate the military ranks, going in as E3s. Why was my non-reservist profession news? Some staff in the prison system, also in the reserve, found it odd that I was going in enlisted. When I told them I wanted corpsman skills to apply for SORT, they got it. There were far fewer medical personnel than needed on SORT, and they knew talking somebody through a gunshot wound wasn't going to cut it if a hostage was being retrieved.